Okay, we're starting here on the top of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, three lines down, Tan Rabbanan. Shote kifelim damo birosho. One who drinks in pairs takes his life into his own hands. I'm Rav Yehuda, ematai, when is that true? Bizman shelo ra'a pnei ashuk. If he didn't get up in between, go and go outside in between. Aval ra'a pnei ashuk, arishut biyado. If you get up in between, then it's not considered to be pairs anymore because there is an interruption. Because you got up, you went outside, you did something that distributes them so that they're not considered to be pairs anymore. I'm Rav Ashi. Chazina le Rav Chananya bar Bibi. Dakol kasa abanofik v'chazi apay shuk. And in every cup he used to go out to the shuk to interrupt so they would never have this problem with zugot. V'lo amranan ela letzeit laderech. Now, this is only true where you have to worry about the zugot when you're planning on traveling. Avo bebeito lo, but you're at home, it's not a problem. Because the problem with the zugot is that when you put yourself into a position of danger, then the zugot could cause you a problem. So that's what we saw before in terms of how they reinterpreted the bright at the end of yesterday's daf, that the problem was not necessarily the zugot per se, but it was the zugot, and then putting yourself into a position of danger afterwards, which is that then the zugot could catch up with you. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Elishon, so let's say the derech dami. Going to sleep is the equivalent of going on the road. So nighttime or going to sleep is when the mazikim are also around, and therefore it's the same danger as going out to travel. I'm Rabbi Papa, let's say the beit hakisei, let's say the derech dami. Going out to the restroom is the equivalent of going on the road, because, again, in their day, it was an outhouse or was out in the middle of the fields, so you were alone. And so you're in the same type of position where you're exposed to dangers or to the mazikim. Umar says, Beitolo, is that really true in the house? You don't worry about it? Vaha rova mane kishure. He used to count boards. As he was drinking his cups, he used to say, look up at the board and note which one he was up to so that he wouldn't lose track of whether he was doing odd numbers or even numbers. Rabbi Kishati Chad Kaso, when he drank one cup, Manki Leime Tre Kase Betre Yode, then his mother would place into his hands two cups for the next grouping so that he would automatically end up at an odd number. Now, it's true that Abaye actually did not have a mother. He actually grew up in Rabba's house because his father passed away when he was conceived, his mother passed away when he was born, and whenever the Gemara says, Imei de Abaye, or Abaye says, Amra li aim, my mother told me, it's obviously not his biological mother, but rather his nanny or his adoptive mother who he's speaking about. When he drank two cups, Manki le shame chad kasa, then his servant would hand him one cup. Chad kasa, if he drank one cup, Manki le tre kasa, betray yada, used to give him two cups. So that way he automatically ended up with an odd number of cups. My answer is, Odom choshuv shiny. An important individual, the mazikim are always looking to get him. So there for him, even in his house, he's gotta be careful, because the higher you are, the more people are trying to get you down, and so, therefore you have to worry about the zugot, even when you're in the home. Amar Ula, asarah kosot, ein behem mishum zugot. 10 cups don't have a din of zugot. Issue of the even numbers ends once you hit 10. Ula l'tamei, damar ula v'amrila b'matit atano, asarah kosot tiknucha chamim b'beit avel. Chamim instituted 10 cups in the b'beit avel. It's a Gemara in Ketubot that discusses it. If you think that 10 was a problematic number, how is it that the Rabbanon put into place something that would put a person into danger? So therefore, 10 would not be an issue. I would have thought that he would have said that 10 wasn't an issue because already he reached a minyan, and that's something that has a positive connotation or significance within the halachos. But here he says that asarah kosot is not a problem because it's an institution, the chachamim of 10, and they wouldn't have done that if it was zugot. Of tamnayo, but 8, yesh behem zugot. That's still problematic. Chistav Rabba bar Huna, damrei torayo, they both said, shalom litova mitzaref, lira'a lo mitzaref. Shalom only adds on for the benefit, but not to the detriment. A shalom is the last word of the third line in the Birkat Kohanim. If you think about the Birkat Kohanim, the third line is Yisa, one, Hashem, Panav, Elecha, V'yaseim, Decha, Shalom, seven. So it's seven words. So the shalom is the seventh cup. So what he's saying is that the seventh cup that you drink is mitzaref l'tovah. That means if you had six, the seventh cup will help you out. But lo l'ra'ah means that the seventh cup won't be mitzareif, that if you had an eighth, that it would be considered zugot anymore. Because of the word shalom, since it's connected to the word shalom, the assumption being that that's a positive thing, shalom and peace. And therefore, once you reach over that number, it's no longer problematic. So Ula said 10 is no longer a problem, whereas now we drop it down, where Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Ravuna say that's even true by 8. It's no longer a problem. Aval Shita, for 6, yesh ben mizugot. 6 is still a problem. Rabba Rav Yosef, damrei tervayu, vichuneka, letova mitzareif, lerado mitzareif. So vichuneka is the fifth word in the second line of the Birkat Kohanim. What they're suggesting is, again, that the fifth cup will help you if you drank 4 cups, but it will not be to your detriment if you go on to a sixth cup. Aval arba'ah, but 4 is tiyish behem zugot, it's still problematic. And then abaye virova, damrei tervayu, viyishmerecha, letova mitzareif, lera'ah lo mitzareif. Yishmerecha being the third word, the first of the Birkat Kohanim, so that means that the third cup will be to your benefit, but won't be to your detriment, so when she eats a fourth cup, it's no longer a problem. What you're seeing here is, as you're moving through the generations, they are slowly diminishing this issue of Zugot by taking down the numbers. I mean, by the time you had to buy in Rava, you're only up to 2 cups is the only problem of Zugot. Once you hit 4, it's not an issue at all. But as the Rava l'tamei, Rava's l'shita do. The Rava afkinu the Rabbanon ba'arba'a kosot. That he was, let the Rabbanon, he'd go out with the Rabbanon with 4 kosot. He didn't worry about drinking the arba kosot. Va'afagav di itzak Rava bar Levi. Even though he knew that Rava bar Levi had ended up in a issue or had a problem, despite that fact, Rava didn't worry about it. Uchashla milta. He didn't worry about that. Damar, because he says, you know why Rava bar Levi got into trouble? How mishum de otvan bepirka havo? That's because he used to ask me hard questions during the shiur. So he got into trouble because he used to embarrass me in the shiur, and he thinks that's why the mazikim went after him. Rashi says, shehik sheli bishata drasha, ubaisheni berabim. He asked me difficult questions during the drasha, and he embarrassed me in public. Shadarko aya lakshot lo berabim. He used to ask questions in public. So Rava felt that Rava bar Levi had it coming to him because of the embarrassment that it caused him, and therefore he said it wasn't related to Zugot. So he didn't worry about the fact that Rava bar Levi had ended up in a problematic situation because he thought it was because of another reason. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Amar li Yosef Sheda. I bumped into Yosef the Sheda. So this is the information he gave me. I got a little bit of disclosure here from Yosef the Sheda about what the Shedim do. Inside information. Ashmedai Malko the Sheda. First of all, Ashmedai is the king of the Shedim. Mumenehu Akulu Zuge. He's in charge of all this Zugot business. Umalka lo ikre mazik. In general, the king doesn't cause damage because it's beneath him. He doesn't do the dirty work. Yeah. As the minions do the dirty work, but he himself doesn't do it. Ika da'amri lo, v'hai gisa. Some say this is what they got the information, that adrabo, malko ratchanohu, that he happens to be a volatile, angry king, and madabai ovid, and he has a lot more free reign. I mean, the minions have to do exactly what they're told. The king can do as he pleases. Shamelech poreitz geder, lasot lo derech, vein melchin bi'ado, the court of halacha that you see in Baba Kama and other places, which is that the king has basically permission of eminent domain. He can do as he pleases. And so too, the king of the Shedim has free reign. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Amar li Yosef Shida. He also bumped into this, Yosef the Shade. Betray katlinan. 2, we kill. Ba'arba'a, bo katlinan. When it comes to 4, we don't kill. Ba'arba'a, mazkinan. Do damage. So now, he's giving him the thing that the goat is really a problem with 2. With 4 already, you've lightened up the problem. It's no longer a death sentence. It's only a problem that you get injured. And betray, even with Zugot of 2, ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid, doesn't matter if it happened by accident or intentionally. Whether you drank the pear intentionally or whether you did it by accident, unaware you drank 2, you're still on the hook. Barba'ah b'mezidin b'shogeg lo. With 4, it's only if you intentionally drink 4, or that you're really worried about it. Shogeg, if it's unintentional, you're not even interested in it, we don't bother you. What happens if he tripped up and it actually happened to him and he drank the Zugot? And then he went out. So now he needs to do something. I mean, he left already and he left behind with Zugot. So now he can't rectify it because he already left. So you can't add on another cup. What should he do? Linkot zakva diode diamina biode dismole. Vizakva dismole biode diamina. He put his left thumb into his right hand, and his right thumb into his left hand. V'neima hachi. This is what he should say. Hach atun v'ana ha-tlata. You and me are three. V'shmile, if he hears the voice from behind the wall saying, Tamar atun v'ana ha-arba, you and us are four, then neimale, you respond to him, atun v'ana ha-chamisha. You and I are five. V'shmile, if he gets another response, the Amar Atun V'ana HaShito, that you and I are six, namely Atun V'ana HaShiva. So if they keep going back to even numbers, you continue to add on to the odd numbers. Ava Uvda, there was a case like this with an individual who had this discussion, and they got up to Ad Me'a V'chad, they got up to 101, Upaka Sheda. And then the shade exploded from the frustration of going back and forth between the even and odd numbers. Once he hit 101, he gave up, and that was the end. But Amar Meimar, Amarli Rishtini the Nashim Kashvaniot. Rishtini, who is one of the head of the women sorcerers, she told me, Haman the Pagahu Benashim Kashvaniot, someone who bumps into these sorcerer women, Neimahachi. He should say this in order to protect himself. Kare Chamime Bitikula Bzayo. The way Rashbam translates it, he brings later on a different interpretation, but go with the one that he translated here. He says, Tzlachama had excrement, bisalim kruim, inside of baskets that are torn. So bzaya means to be torn. Bidikula, dekel is a palm tree, but here it means the basket from the leaves of the palm tree. And chare chamime is hot excrement. Lefumaychu neshe decharshayo. To the mouths of you sorcerer women, karach karchaychu, here at Tzom, that you should pull out your hair, parach parchaychi, and the wind should blow away your little breadcrumbs, because they used to perform the sorcery over the breadcrumbs. The Rashbam also brings a second interpretation that the parchaychi was actually one of their utensils of sorcery. It says that that should blow away. Ivdor tavlunaychi, it should be dispersed, your incense. Parcha zika the morika chadata the natitu, the wind should come and blow away the new saffron that you are holding. Hashim kshvaniot, you sorceresses, adchanani v'chananchi loaitil lego. And before, when I found favor in Hashem's eyes and in your eyes, we didn't bump into each other. Hashra datitu lego karchanani v'chananchi. I see that I've lost favor, or that now that I'm between you, things have cooled off in terms of Hashem's mercy or your mercy on me. Whatever that chant or little incantation is for protecting oneself against these sorceresses. All right, so now the Rishbam also brings a second interpretation. I'm not sure that it really adds a lot of value here, because it's very hard to understand what it was saying anyway. But Marova, in Eretz Yisrael, Lukapte Azuge. They didn't worry about Zugot. So now that's an important concept, because the question you have to ask is, it's found in the Bavli, it's not found in the Yerushalmi, the Zugot issue, because they're only Makpid in Bavel, they're not Makpid in Eretz Yisrael, which would support this idea that this was a Zoroastrian issue, Zugot, of the good and evil that was found in the place in Bavel, and seemingly came from that influence upon the people who live in Bavel. Rav Domi Menarda Kabid, Afilu Arushmo de Chavito. He would be careful about Zugot, even on the markings of the barrels. Meaning that he used to, when he was selling the barrels or counting how many out, they used to put markings on the barrels or on the seal of the barrel, and he would make sure that it didn't end on an even number. Havaubdo Paka Chavito. It's a case where they used an even number and the barrel exploded. Klala de Milta. Here is the general principle that one can follow. Kod de Kapid, Kabde Behade. Anybody who worries about Zugot, the Zugot worry about him. But the Lo Kapid, Lo Kabde Behade. If you don't worry about Zugot, they don't worry about you. So, the best thing to do is to forget about all of this. Umiyu, the Mechush Mibaye. Despite that fact, you still should be careful about it. Now, the reason the Rashbam brings to be careful about it is the same thing that he said earlier, is that Rava before also said that by kosher bracha, there's no problem of Zugot. Despite that fact, the Rava has this issue with the Arba Kosot, and he answers differently there, is because we're dealing with two different issues. One issue is the issue of Zugot. The second issue is of Kishuf, of sorcery. So in terms of Zugot, you don't have to worry about it. The Mechash is the problem is that if you set yourself up with Zugot, then for some reason the sorcery or sorceresses have an ability to attack you because of the zugot. So the mechash is to worry about this issue of kishuf, not because of the issue of zugot. Yadar Rav Dimi Amar Shtei Beitzim Ushtei Agozim Shtei Kishuin V'Davar Acher Halach LaMoshe MiSinai. Rav Dimi says that this issue of zugot only applies to these specific items, which is two eggs. Now, whether this is two walnuts or two nuts, Shtei Kishuin, two squash or zucchini, V'Davar Acher, and one other item. That's Halach LaMoshe MiSinai. It's a very interesting use of the lashon of Halach LaMoshe MiSinai, that these have issues of zugot. The Rabbanan didn't know what that last item was that we worry about with zugot, because the Rabbanan bekulu zuge mishum davar acher, and therefore they worried about zugot everywhere because of this problem of davar acher. It's very similar to a Gemara in Shabbat with regards to kalei abishul. The Gemara says that we don't know what exactly is kalei abishul. Therefore, we consider everything to be kalei bishul except for these two or three items, which we know for sure are not. And therefore, we don't put anything into a kli sheni because of that problem. V'had amran, asara, tamnaya, shita, arba'a, ein behem mishum zuge. Didn't we just say before, previously, that according to these amoraim, 10, 8, 6, 4, may not have din of zugot. V'amran elin inyan mazikin. That's only in terms of the shedim. And even above those numbers we worry about. And that's exactly what the Rishbam said here before, that the Chashinan or Mechash is all about Kishufir. It's no longer about this issue of Zugot. Kihao de Gavra, de Garsha de Debitu. He divorced his wife. Intzaba de Chanoa. Intzaba de Chanoa is that she married a Makolet owner where he was drinking. He went into the Makolet. Every day, he used to go in there and drink wine. She tried to have some sort of sorcery take effect on him. She was unsuccessful. He was very careful about not drinking an even number of cups. He drank a lot. He drank so much. He still was lucid onto the 16th cup, and he was careful. After the 16th cup, he was no longer lucid, and he wasn't careful. He landed on an even number. When he was going along, gas be haultayo, an Arab merchant bumped into him, met him. The look on his face, he looked like this guy, looks like he is a walking dead, that this guy is not going to last very long, because he didn't handle his alcohol so well. This individual went and hugged a palm tree. The deck of the palm tree splintered,
shriveled up, dried out,
and he was left or killed by that incident. So here we see, the Gemara bringing this as evidence of the problem of zugot.
With regards to kshafim.
Samarav Avira, karot v'kikarot ein behem zugot. Karot, the serving dishes, and the loaves of bread don't have an issue of zugot. Follow the milta. Here's another principle that you can rely on. Koshe gamro b'bei adam ein behem mishum zugot. Things that are man-made don't have a din of zugot. Gamro b'dei shamayim. Things that are of the natural world, when it has to do with things that are food, then we worry about them. Chanut, stores, Abraham Mishum Zugot. There you don't have to worry about Zugot. I mean, if you're drinking in the store, then you don't have to worry about it, because the assumption is that it's not a permanent meal, you're not sitting down. And therefore, when you drink the cups there, they don't add up together to get to Zugot. Part of this issue of adding up the zugot is that you have to be fixture or steady in that place so that it can add up. So in the chanut, which is a more like temporary type of seating, over there we don't worry about zugot. Nimlach, if you change your mind, ein behem mishum zugot. I mean, if you intended to leave, and then you change your mind and you drink another one, they are not mitzarif, they don't get together to make zugot. Oreach, ein behem mishum zugot. A guest doesn't have a din of zugot because he never knows. After each cup or after each thing he's served, he assumes that's the last one because he doesn't know they're going to bring him another one. So when they bring him another one, it's as if it's a new start. Isha, in ba mishum zugot. A woman doesn't have a din of zugot. Again, the same issue, which is that she's subject to the baal, to her husband, who is determining how many cups will be served at the meal. And she has the same din as an oreach, in that sense, so she doesn't know. Obviously, if the woman is Isha chashuva, if she's an important woman, meaning that she's the one dictating what's happening in the meal, or she knows what's going to happen in the meal, then chayshinan, then we worry about it. Amar Rav Chinina, Breder of Yeshua, Sparugus mitzaref the Torah, vein mitzaref the Ra'ah. The asparagus drink only is added on for your benefit, meaning to get to an odd number, but ein mitzaref the Ra'ah. If you already add an odd number, that drink in of itself will not add you up to get to the bad drink. So the asparagus, as the Rashbam says, v'lashon Parsi in Persian, korin the kruv asparagus. They call cabbage asparagus. So now this drink that they used to make was made out of kruv umiyayin. It was made out of cabbage and wine. They used to drink it as a appetizer and for its medicinal value. And because it was medicinal in nature, it's only starif the tova, not the ra'ah, because of that. Amar Ravina mishmei derava zugei l'chumra. Family zugei l'kula. He said that zugeim, you go l'chumra l'kula, which means if you've lost track of your numbers. So if you've lost track of your numbers, what should you do? So if you say zugei l'chumra, it means if you lost track of your numbers, you should drink an additional cup. Because then, if he had already had an even number, when he drinks this one, it'll get him to an odd number. If he had an odd number, and he drinks this one, he'll just say that this one's a bonus, that he's not connecting it to the ones before, so he'll be able to figure out that he doesn't get into a zugot problem. If you say zugei l'kula, which is that if you're unsure, don't drink, because if you ended up on an odd number, then don't worry about it. If you ended up on an even number, since you're not being makpid, don't worry about it, because we said before, if you're not makpid, they won't come makpid on you, so why tempt fate? And put yourself in a position where you may end up with an even number. Amar Rav Yosef, trade the chamra of achad de shichra lo mitztarif. You have two cups of wine, and then one cup of beer, it's not mitztarif, meaning that the cup of beer doesn't help you here to get to an odd number, because the wine is more significant than the beer, so the beer can't create a third cup. Trade the shichra of achad de chamra mitztarif. The reverse is not true, which is that if you drank two cups of beer and then one cup of wine, that will be mitztarif, because the chamra is more chashuv. So that will be mitzdaif, and that'll get you to your odd number. V'simanech, this is your siman. Ze'aklal kol ha'mechubar lo, min ha'chamur mimenu tamei, min ha'kal mimenu tahor. This is a din in Masechet Kelim. So they're using this Mishnah from Masechet Kelim as a siman, which is that when you have different sizes of materials, different materials, according to the Mishnah, have different minimum sizes in which they can be mekabel tumah. There's sak, mefetz, all these different materials that are used, some of them are 3x3, some of them are 4x4, or 5x5. The rule in the Mishnah is if you have two materials that are put together, then you can have, if you reach the shi'ur of the kal mimenu, if you reach the shi'ur of the one that has a lower shi'ur, that means it has a higher threshold, means that if you have one that's 4x4 and 5x5 and you put them together, if you reach 5x5, then it could be mitztaref. If you only reach 4x4, then it won't be mitztaref. That's what it means. If it's more stringent than it, meaning it has a lower threshold, it can be mitztaref to get you to the shear that you need. If it has a more light, but over here that means it has a higher threshold to be tuma, then it will not be mitztaref until you reach that higher threshold. So the same thing over here, right? That's the siman. So here, when you have the case of the beer and the wine, right, so the beer is more kal, and the wine is more chamur. So the wine that's chamur can be mitzaref to the beer, but the beer which is more kal will not be mitzaref to the wine. Amrav Nachman Amrav, trei kama tacha, kara tacha. If you drank two cups before they brought the table out, and then one on the table, mitzaref it, that adds on. Chad mekame tacha, if you drank one before the meal, vitreya tacha, and then you drank two during the meal, lo mitzarfin. They're not mitzdareif. So again, here, it's the same concept, which is the wine during the meal is more significant than the wine in the appetizer. So if you had two before the meal and then one in the meal, it'd be mitzdareif to get you to an odd number. So on the other way around, if you had one before the meal and then two during the one before meal is not going to help you out because the wine during the meal is more significant and therefore it stands on its own. I don't understand. What does it have to do with the tables at all? It's all about the person. It's not about how many tables or how many ate on the table. It's about how many this person drank. And this person drank three cups. So why are we so worried about this? Everybody agrees that if he had two during the meal and one afterwards, it doesn't help. Which isn't mentioned here. The incident of Rabbi Bar Nachmani is not mentioned here.
But rather in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, where it says that they took away the table after he had drank the goat, and then he ran into some problems, and he was not cured until they brought the table back and gave him another cup to get rid of the problem of the goat.
But because of the incident of Rabbi Bar Nachmani, we know that after the meal, they're not mitzdareif, and that's a problem of the goat. But Amrav Yudah Meshmol is called a mazug mitzdareif. Anything that's diluted, any drink that is diluted are considered to be one drink. So it's the equivalent here, you'd have to count cups based on that. Chutz min amayim, except for water. Even if you diluted water, that wouldn't be considered the same drink. Yochanan says that even water has a problem when you're diluting water. I mean, if you put hot water into cold water, then you have a problem with dilution, and it is considered to be another drink here. It's only true when you put the hot into the cold. Or the cold into the hot. That's only when it's considered to be a diluted drink. So that takes on a significance of a drink that can even starve to the other drinks. If you're doing hot into hot or cold into cold, lo, that's with water. That's not considered to be a diluted drink or a drink. And therefore, you don't have to worry about it being mitzdareif to the cups, or if you need an odd number, it will not be mitzdareif to the drinks that are there. Okay, we'll stop over here.